Remember the famous code? You only see obstacles when you take your eyes off the goal. Well, the only difference between you and your goal is the story that leads you to achieve it. In today's story, we talk about how persistence and belief takes you halfway there.
Get inspired with your story.
Hi, my name is Julius Sharma, and welcome to another episode of Get Inspired with Your Story. Rajneeti Marpu belongs to a small village in Andhra Pradesh. She studied at ZPH High School, a government school in Nerabailu. Rajni would often play volleyball during the 4 or 5 PT periods a week. Sometimes, her PT teacher would ask her to be the goalkeeper for the hockey team. She recalls her farewell function of 8th grade in 2004. I had developed an interest, so I decided to go to the Sports Authority of Andhra Pradesh in Tirupati. It was there that I learned the most about hockey initially. Speaking about hockey, did you know that the Indian women's national field hockey team, nicknamed the Navbharna, is ranked 9th in the FIH World Rankings? The team is ranked constantly as one of the best team in Asia. The team has won the gold medal at the 1982 Asian Games. India has won the Asia Cup 2 times in 2004, 2017, and the Asian Champions Trophy in 2016. The team has also won the gold medal at the 2002 Commonwealth Games. Rajni moved to the Sports Authority of India, Hyderabad in 2007. That year, she played the Junior National Championships for Andhra Pradesh and made it to the quarterfinals. Her performance in the tournament got her to the Junior India Camp in 2008 for the very first time. She then received an email about open selections for the Senior India Camp in Bengaluru, and she was selected for the camp, and later, the Indian national team. In 2009, she played her first international tournament in New Zealand against the hosts. Relooking the experience, she says, "It was one of the best moments of my life, because before that, I never really understood the value of playing for the country. And when I came back from that experience and saw how happy my family was, and my name being in the newspapers, it was amazing and just gave me a newfound belief to keep working hard." With the International Olympic Committee officially announcing 23rd July to 8th August 2021 as new dates for the Tokyo Olympic Games, Indian men's and women's teams are reviewing their opportunities to prepare for the Olympic Games. The IOC and Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee had jointly announced the postponement of the Olympic Games owing to the COVID-19 pandemic. Her journey was filled with challenges, and one of which was not having the right equipment. Her father was a carpenter, and her mother a housewife. It was difficult for them to afford the equipment when she just started off. She mentions, "My biggest inspiration has been my mother. She has always been there for me, and she has sacrificed a lot for all of us. My father has also been very supportive, and I look up to my parents. We are 4 siblings in total, 3 girls and a boy. And my parents have helped all of us, each day of our lives. And I can't thank them enough." In July 2018, Indian state Odisha wrote a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, urging him to declare field hockey as the national sport of India. The state government of Odisha has been supporting India's national field hockey team from February 2018 till the next 5 years. The 2018 Men's Hockey World Cup was held in Odisha capital, Bhubaneswar, between 28th November and 16th December and culminated with Belgium as world champions defeating Netherlands in the finals. For Rajni, the Olympic qualifiers in 2015 count as one of the highs of her over a decade-long career. The performance in the qualifiers had given Indian women's team to represent the country at the Olympics after a 36-year wait. Rajni mentions, "It was a moment where we all realized how much the sport meant to the nation and how our performance on the field made our families proud. It was a moment when I realized that everyone in my village and even in my state got to know about me, and it earned a huge amount of respect for my parents as well." Speaking about the Olympic Games in 2021 at Tokyo, she says, we will be aiming to learn from our experience of Rio in 2016. And we'll make sure that we perform well. 10 out of the 24 players currently in our core group has been at the Rio Olympics. So I think we have all gained a lot of experience now. She goes on to say, what we, the team, always discuss is to create history and make sure that we do something extraordinary and leave behind a legacy for years to come. Everyone should remember this team, and that can only happen if we give our best in Tokyo. Since her debut, Rajni, now age 29, has represented the country in 91 matches and has been part of the team at the Rio Olympics 2016, Commonwealth Games 2010, and FIH Women's World Cup 2010. Coming from a small village in Andhra Pradesh, despite being unable to afford proper equipment, her grit and determination led her to play for the national team. In some games you win, and sometimes you learn. In today's story, we learned that practice makes perfect. Like they say, practice like you've never won, play like you've never lost. Everyone wants to win, but it's the passion that prepares you to win. For more inspirational stories, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for Your Story or log in to yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Get Inspired with Your Story.
Get Inspired with Your Story.